You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
But first, we speak to our market watcher this evening, Skalk Lowe. He's the wealth manager at PSG Old Oak. Thank you very much, Skalk, for your time this evening. So we take a look at what platinum stocks running away today. We also look at palladium stocks doing really well. What do we put this down to?
Good evening, Dude. I mean, what a day. And I mean, you just started it off. I mean, usually in South Africa, when you know, you think South Africa, from the outside, people will think, you know, world champs. I mean, this is the world champs in terms of rugby.
Sure.
Two times in a row. But also when we think world champs in terms of PGMs, South Africa is the largest producer, as we said here, of platinum. And also we're the second largest. Wait for it. We'll get there. But we're the second largest producer of palladium. So when you get an announcement like you've done today, and let's get to the announcement first, because I think I'm going to give it away. The U.S. actually proposed last night that there should be hefty sanctions against Russia. And we'll look at the afterthought about that. But there's going to be hefty sanctions, and they propose it to the other G7 countries that they should stop buying any palladium from Russia. Now, this has got a major impact. Firstly, let's look at the impact on the what market, because as we said, the any car that uses a combustion engine still needs palladium. It's got a very, very major component of that car. And if they're going to stop the largest producer of palladium, that's naturally going to be extremely good for South Africa and actually South African stocks. I'm going to mention a few. Amplats today, up 14%. Impala Platinum, up 10%. Northern Platinum, 16%. What a day for all three of these South African PGM counters. Will this go through? I mean, we'll see. And will it actually have this major effect that we actually seeing today? Maybe not, because we know that as we sit here, Russia's got major sanctions in terms of their oils, and they still manage to produce and sell the oil to companies, countries like China, etc. What bottom line is, I think where we come from is palladium now, as we sit here at this very moment, it's trading at the highs for 2024, coming off very, very rapidly since 2022. Now trading at highs for the year. And I do think, I mean, I'm going to be naughty saying that these platinum counters has been under quite a bit of pressure and could be up for further recovery, because I think they look cheap.
The word cheap, and when we take a look at what the motor manufacturing industry more so, is it also driving demand when you look at electric vehicles?
Yeah, that was the major reason why we've seen these platinum counters actually retrace as it did, because they were trading, you know, most of these PGMs, and when we talk about PGMs, we talk about the likes of the platinums, palladiums, rhodiums. They've come off very, very high levels, elevated levels to a certain extent in 2022, but I think we sort of a little bit too quick to think that the natural combustion engine will just disappear and everything will be electric vehicles. There's going to be a period where there's going to be a transition, and most probably end up having both type of engines, the electric and the combustion engine. As we sit here, for South Africa, this is extremely good, not only for the shareholders of, as I mentioned, Amplats, Implats, Sibanye, Northam, but also for us as a country. We've seen the currency, namely the rand against the dollar, improved 1% today. And that's purely because, being the largest exporter of platinum, second largest of palladium, we do see this positivity in our, you know, trade balance. You know, exports is very, very good. And naturally, this will be positive for our current account. I'm actually positive. Days like today, I do like this as a commodity producing country. And just shows you, you know, I think we're still on the right track.
We'll take positivity from wherever it comes from. Let's take a look at gold prices drifting higher today. What do we put that down to?
Yeah. I think, you know, we had some economic data coming out from the US. I didn't think it looked too bad. I mean, we had the initial jobless claims. It's a sort of surprise on the upside, and that, you know, coming out a little bit weaker than expected last week. But I thought it didn't look too bad. I thought that the dollar should improve. That wasn't the case today. So in general, I do think that it didn't look too bad, but there's a bit of a retracement. I think this is general nervousness in the market. You can see that the last few days, and that usually, this general nervousness in the market do puts, you know, some positivity on gold. Mix into that, I mean, the moment you hear things like further sanctions against Russia, we've already sitting in an environment geopolitically where people are nervous. The globe is nervous, and the more nervous you get as an investor, that's usually very, very positive for gold. But hey, man, $2,700 and odd dollars per ounce. Who would have thought when you looked at the beginning of the year? Who would have thought?
Absolutely. Further sanctions, and then you add to the mix de-dollarization, and makes it awkward. But we're going to get into
that. Can't wait for that interview.
We're going to get into that in a few moments. Thank you so much, Skalk, for your time this evening. Skalk Lowe, Wealth Manager at PSG Old Oak.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.